This is The Traverse Cityist, a cultural exploration in a podcast. I'm Gretchen Carr, creator, producer, and host. The Traverse Cityist is supported by friends who give monthly or annual contributions. You too can become a friend. Learn more at traversecityist.com. It's a Friday evening, Memorial Weekend 2024, the official start of summer in northern Michigan. In the tiny bayside village of Omena, the long-anticipated grand opening of the V Gallery is in full swing. I invited my friend and colleague Patrick Sullivan to review the opening. Patrick is a writer, and he grew up in Traverse City. As we approach the gallery, you can't help but feel the vibrant energy radiating out from the porch. We step up onto the porch and enter the humming crowd. Patrick goes one way and I go another. In the side gallery, I encounter two patrons eager to share their commentary. Judy is standing in front of a large painting by Tobin Sprout, a vintage, faded orange life jacket.
I love anything that Toby does. He brings a common day object to life with these fabulous colors, and it's something I can identify with. I mean, a life jacket, of course, but here it's art. J.C. Penney.
Who buys life jackets from J.C. Penney anymore?
Yeah, right, it's historic as well.
Across the room, a retired carpenter is enthralled with a painting by Amanda Acker.
We're looking at a particular piece of art called Studio Kitchen, which is an intricate portrayal of some beautiful small objects such as you might find along the shelves of a cottage. They're rustic. And they're very detailed. Something about it reminds me of the care that went into the painting of some of the Dutch interiors. However, this is much brighter, more contrast, less shadow. Altogether, a very intriguing painting. You like it too?
I do. I could stare at it for a very long time.
You what?
I would not get sick of looking at this painting.
Another reason I like it is because I think I could do something like this. Not that I'm saying it's simple or trivial, but it's the sort of thing I would try to do if I had the ability.
After circling the gallery, I walk out onto the porch and find Patrick. He's ready to offer his reflection. We head across the street and sit down on a staircase that looks out over the Omena Bay.
Okay, do you want to hold it? Or do you want me to...
Okay, you can hold it.
Hold it, okay. It's Friday night, Memorial Weekend. Where are we?
Omena. We just went to the V Gallery for a show opening.
Former Tamarack Gallery.
I thought it was interesting that almost everything in the show was of northern Michigan. There were a few that weren't obviously of northern Michigan, but almost everything was of this place. And I thought, I liked that because...
We were both admiring Nick Burkhart's work among what we have lost, the acrylic and graphite on canvas.
Well, that was a really good example of, I think, the whole show, because a lot of it were these idealized images of our region, of northern Michigan, and in one way or another they were exaggerated. It was either more beautiful than it would be in real life, or that was more stark than it would be in real life. And another thing I noticed is that a lot of the landscape paintings of our region looked like familiar places, but they didn't have people in them, and it was places that you would go to and you wouldn't see them without people. You'd see them crowded in the summer, especially. So it was like a heightened, I mean, I think the feeling that a lot of the work evoked was sort of it conveyed just a love for the region and for the nature, for why we live here.
What about Tobin Sprout and his Life Jacket series?
Again, it seemed, even though it wasn't specific to this region, it seemed of the region because it's just an item that is part of life here. And he does a lot of that work where he takes an object and paints it almost in a... I think Tobin Sprout, I know he does a lot of... He also did a... there was a landscape of a setting sun over the water that was really beautiful also. And he does do those kind of natural landscapes that are pretty straightforward. But the Life Jacket and his small paintings of objects are almost pop surrealism, I think. Like, they're just, they are the objects, but they are exaggerated. And you wouldn't think that a painting of a Life Jacket would be something that you'd ever want to hang on a wall. But, I mean, I thought that was absolutely beautiful.
What about Lindy Bishop, Landline? I think you were admiring that one.
Yeah, I liked all of the ones I saw from Lindy Bishop. I think they convey an emotion. And, they represent familiar things that we see around us living in northern Michigan, but they also convey an emotion, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I thought that there was a lot of feeling in those paintings.
What about Edward Foley's, like, architectural models? Architectural...
I loved those. Those were bonkers. They were just weird and odd and... surprising. Yeah, it's like, you know, I would it was a collection of painters who were all painting a lot of, I mean, not everything there was landscape, but it was a lot of landscape of northern Michigan. Most of them were landscapes without people, even places that we normally would see people in. But I thought it was, in a way, it reminded me of the Group of Seven trying to capture the Canadian wilderness, like people trying to capture our region, which, you know, a lot of it is preserved, but we're, in our lifetimes, we've seen it change so much, and it's, you know, again, it's just like, I like paintings that, I guess, make me feel something, and some of those, what they made me feel was just a connection to why I love to live here. And that feeling that you sometimes have just being in nature here and the comfort that that provides in life.
There are approximately 20 artists currently on display at Omina's V Gallery, including paintings, ceramics, and sculpture. While Judy, the builder, and Patrick gave one a sense of what to expect, you have to go see it for yourself. And when you do, ask yourself, how does this collection of art represent the evolving culture of Northwest Lower Michigan? I'm Gretchen Carr. Thank you for listening to the Traverse Cityist.